I am Scott Munsterman, currently the traffic sergeant with Warren Street Police Department. Received the election results from Johnson County as the elected Johnson County Sheriff on November 4th.
All right. Well, those election times are over, and like you said, the bid came in and you got it. What are your feelings on that?
We're excited. We want to thank all of our supporters and the voters who went to the polls and believed in us. We feel like there's a lot to work on. We can get it done with the help of a lot of great deputies that are currently there at the Sheriff's Department, and working well with hand-in-hand with the commissioners and all elected officials at the courthouse.
Very good. Now, what does this move mean from you going from the PD level to the county sheriff's department?
A lot more responsibility, obviously. We're fortunate that we can work hand-in-hand with all law enforcement agencies in the county. We've got a good working relationship with not only the Warren Street Police Department, but the Holden, Nonoster, Highway Patrol, and the University of Central Missouri State Police Department, and Whiteman Air Force Base as well.
Very good. All right. Now, seeing how this time is up, I know that you guys, it is a four-year elected term. Is that correct?
This actually was a special election, so we're filling out Chuck Heiss's term. So in 2016, we will have to run again. So this is going to be a two-year term to finish that out, and then we'll run again in 2016.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm sorry for that. I must have misunderstood my readings. I'm so sorry. But back to that, what are your goals for the next 2 years to finish out this term?
We're going to continue to work well with the commissioners to make sure that the budget is, we stay within the budget means. Work with all the law enforcement agencies. We all have one task in mind, and that is protecting and serving the citizens of this great county, so we're going to work hand-in-hand with doing that. And just take a look at the big picture of the Sheriff's Department and the jail to make sure we're utilizing all of our resources to the best of our capabilities.
Now, I'm not very to date on what the budget is looking like there in Johnson County for the Sheriff's Department, but how do you feel that looks as of right now, and how do you feel you are going to change it in the future?
We are going to sit down with the commissioners and here in a short order to look at the budget for the next fiscal year, and just have to stay on top of it, be fiscally responsible with the money that we have that is assigned to the Sheriff's Department.
Congratulations are in order, so congratulations to you. Is there anything else that you would like to let the listeners know?
I just want to, again, thank my family for standing behind me, and thank all the support and the votes, voters that went to the polls and believe in me. We can do this, we can do better, and we will do better.